What are these two hooligans up to? They locked me here in the basement. With only 21 crumpets and a bucket to pee in. Please call for help. I'm Harry Balzac and this is the weekly appointment.
What would be a good, topic for today would be maybe, you know, Breath of the Wild 2?
Sure. Breath of the Wild 2, yeah. Trailer, you know, the trailer still looks awesome.
Yeah. Did we talk about this on
episode 1?
Oh, shit, my bad.
That's like the only thing that survived. Animal Crossing. Beginning of the conversation about Cyberpunk. But
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, no. I mean, it's... The trailer is still amazing.
Yeah, it's great. But,
I can't wait to fucking cosplay Ganondorf.
Long-haired Ganondorf is gonna be sick.
Hydrated Ganon.
Yeah, maybe. I hope they don't keep it.
Low-key, I hope he stays like that.
As a mummy?
As a mummy.
Oh, God, no.
Because I would like a redead...
Redead Ganon, yeah.
What's the other... The other thing that's similar to that,
Gibdos.
Yeah, I would love a twitchy
horror themed Ganon.
That would be amazing. Would be nice. And they introduce him like as a dark soul boss. Oh my god, I can't wait for the second.
The scream. There's just a this long ass health bar. Yep. Health bar.
That's what I want for Breath of the Wild too.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick.
Just the you know, I would love, you know, the stare he does.
Yeah,
that's the boss fight. You just see the eyes open up, and you just see the long health bar underneath, like just.
There's like a don't blink, warning at the top of your screen.
Oh my god! Yes.
Jeez. But yeah, what would be nice is if they make it, they go off and just make it darker than Majora's Mask.
Yeah,
because it was at one point, I don't know, I've heard like it was a mistranslation. They didn't mean like darker than Majora's Mask, but more in the direction of Majora's Mask compared to Breath of the Wild.
Because a lot of times people like overhyping shit.
Yeah.
Yo, your knuckles are so loud, my dude. Don't ever do that again. Stop. Some people are triggered by that.
It's like eating from a, you know, eating something like putting a 2 inches from a mic. Yeah.
Oh, stop.
But yeah, ASMR.
Oh, man. Stop.
Sorry.
Okay, that's similar to the fucking chicken commercial.
Oh yeah.
it's the same sound effect. Anyway, enough with episode one. But I mean, the thing is,
we skipped episode. Like we still have a last episode about Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, we have the last episode about Breath of the Wild, the first one. Well, the one we have currently at the time of recording.
Yeah.
And, I mean...
But there's a lot missing, too. We've
the E3 talk?
No, but just Breath of the Wild talk in general.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more we can talk about. Yeah. This is the Breath of the Wild...
Breath of the Wild.
The Breath of the Wild podcast and the horror movie podcast, so...
Yeah, it's mixed.
A mixed bag, and amongst anything else, I think the tagline for this would be the weekly appointment where we talk about memes and life. I guess
I've been watching a shit ton of memes, interesting like theories about Breath of the Wild,
of course,
and
some of them suck ass though.
Yeah, there's some that just stretch,
yeah, it's such stretch.
The fucking, yeah, I don't
but,
know.
What the thing about the what I wanted to say about it being darker, I mean, if it serve a purpose, for sure I would love it to be darker. I mean,
yeah,
a bit darker than Breath of the Wild was, like,
yeah, for sure. But
I would love if it was permanent blood moon, but at the same time the frame rate would chug.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
but something I don't know, because Majora's Mask is cool, but I feel like the thing that annoyed me most about Majora's Mask. Yeah, I know.
But there's a lot of people out there in which
I guess it's the time loop that fucked me up when I played it. I didn't like it. Personally.
Time loop.
Oh, now I have to clip it now. Fuck. But yeah, just having the, because you have Ocarina of Time, which was not dark, but it was uneasy, I guess.
Yeah.
Like with the whole time travel mechanic, and you go into the future, and everything is fucked.
That's why I don't want Breath of the Wild 2 to be a time travel story. We've seen this already.
Yeah, because there's a theory about that, but...
And I want real fucking consequences.
Yeah, not a cop-out.
Yeah, exactly. Breath of the Wild, you start off, all your friends...
Ooh, something clicked. What the fuck was that?
Wow, jeez, it peaked.
Hey, hold on.
What's happening? What are you doing? Hello? Oh, yeah.
I thought the dog was gone.
Yeah, disappeared. But yeah, we're babysitting.
What did I miss?
Nothing. Welcome back.
I was just behind David the whole time.
But yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, I want real consequences for Breath of the Wild 2. I want some, you know, dark shit. Go off.
To be fair, like... I think we mentioned that in the... I mentioned that in the last episode.
But break
like,
my heart, fam.
What?
Ooh, clip. What?
Are you okay?
No.
But I mean, like, the thing I would love would be, you know, having... not higher stakes, necessarily.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
yeah,
make the situation more dire, I guess.
Yep.
No, did I...
I mean...
I just said the same thing.
They're
but
gonna...
I mean, look, I told...
If you had
this is, I've already said that in the last episode that we may release someday. I don't know, but maybe when two comes out, if we still do this,
yeah, sure,
that would be cool. Anyway, what was I saying?
You flatlined.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You genuinely flatlined.
Fucking the guardians.
Yeah. What about them?
They are a bunch of bitches, and I think I already said that in the same tone in the other vid.
They fight like they're afraid. Honestly, they stay at a distance.
Not the
spider.
Towers, I mean the actual Zelda's bodyguard.
Oh.
Oh, the heroes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what's their name?
You
know, Arbosa and everybody else.
Oh, yeah, the champions.
Oh, champions, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. But yeah, the champions, they're a bunch of bitches because, like...
Wow.
You don't...
Okay.
The game tells you, like, oh, yeah, they were...
They fucking tried their best, you ass.
Yeah, but is there... I'm gonna get flamed for this. But
yeah,
like,
absolutely. Yeah, but go
is
on.
There any? Because you see them in flashbacks, but
yeah.
Is there a moment where you see their demise?
I mean, through some songs, but you don't see it. You learn. I mean, there's a whole theory about when.
Because I know there's the mission where you have to fight the boss in the condition I guess they were. You have to fight the weapons.
And
is that DLC or that's part
DLC,
of the game?
Yeah,
that's
Champions
DLC.
Ballad. Fuck.
Yeah, that's DLC. And
Ballad.
You have to fight. I guess you can have, since you have the context of what happened, maybe that's that's how they were fighting. Like I think there's one where you have like some food and a weapon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how. I don't know. Garruk, is that his name?
Daruk?
Daruk, like, that's how he died in that situation? Or
well, I mean, there's... if you enter the actual Divine Beast...
Yeah.
There's a sequence at the beginning of a song... of the Divine Beast song in which you have, like, this... this kind of Morse code...
Yeah.
So there's a whole theory. Fucking
keep talking about the whole week.
It fucked me up, my guy.
Yeah, I know. Tap, tap. Just pet David on the back. Yeah. No, but yeah.
It's an interesting theory. I mean,
is it a secret theory?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it would be like an Easter egg.
Yeah, it's literally just a
secret. There's no way it wasn't intended.
Yeah. So if you listen,
nothing in the game are there unintended.
Yeah, if you listen closely at the beginning of a song,
except if it's a bug, and if it's a bug, I mean, which
going? Nah, it's too like, I don't know.
I was just covering my ass.
Okay. but yeah, if you listen closely, you'll hear Morse code, and specifically the SOS Morse code for, you know, the Morse code for SOS.
Maybe we can clip it too.
Oh yeah, we could put it like right here. There you go. So that Morse code is a SOS signal.
Yeah.
And there's another signal that comes in each song that basically spells out SAD, I think. And it basically means search and destroy, which could be interpreted as the beast getting corrupted.
Or
the, you know, the blight.
But it can also mention, it can also mean suck a dick, you know.
We'll be right back. But yeah, no, it's a great fucking Easter egg. Like, I love how Nintendo puts all the dark details hidden between, like, either in a song or just something that, you know, kids would not really pick up.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So, first glance, Breath of the Wild is all, like, you know, colorful and bright and happy. But if you look deep enough, there's, you know, there's...
I feel like every game
enough details to be, like... Part,
that little... Oh, man.
Jesus. Yeah. Like, can you not? Like, can you not make me cry? I'm trying to have fun here.
even
please.
Even if people say the second game sucks ass, like the Zelda 2.
Yeah.
If
Breath of the Wild.
No. The original.
Even
if people say, oh, it sucks, like that. Then that I think it's the ending screen when you have a game over, when it say like, oh, Ganondorf won, like that's fucked.
Yeah.
It's still like, fucked.
Because of you, the whole world is fucked.
The whole world is fucked, yeah.
Great job, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel that there's always that little element in any Zelda game.
Yeah, of course.
Where you're just like, oh man. Like, it's either dreadful or, not dreadful as in bad, but like, it's eerie, I guess.
Oh yeah, sure.
Because even in Wind Waker, I think my... wait, no.
I'm a little sniffly.
Yeah, don't sniff over the mic, you... Alright, so Breath of the Wild 2. I'm kind of bummed that there's no release date, but at the same time, it's like, it's in production, I'm fine.
Yeah.
The fact that we had a trailer, it's more... Okay. I would have been mad if we had the Metroid 4 and Bayonetta treatment.
What happened? Did it got can't what?
Prime
did it get
4?
Canceled?
Yeah. I think
can't speak, dude.
They did something and they were like, nah. That's what happened. That's literally what happened.
They just gave up?
No, not give up, but they were like, that's not it, chief.
Oh, okay.
They went back to the drawing board, I think.
Oh, yikes. Something.
But yeah. I don't think it's... I don't think it's... What's the term? Canceled.
It's not either canceled. That or, you know, release a shitty game. So...
Yeah, and people wouldn't accept Metroid Prime 4
There's no way. Not.
I'm just glad we had something.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And honestly, like, I hope it's kind of direct. Like, it picks up maybe a few months after the events of the first game.
Oh, okay.
As in, like, Breath of the Wild. Yeah. I mean. Because I mean, there's not a lot. It was definitive as an ending, so like you can go anywhere from that.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, you saved the princess.
Yeah.
Now go back to the previous save.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh, that pissed me off. Jesus Christ. Yeah. At least like, restore the castle or.
Yeah.
Surrounding area of the castle to its former glory, because you see it in cutscenes. Because
I feel you can still have that. You can still have the, yeah, we live happily ever after, or do we? And you fucking hand the whole, you know, the whole game with a blood moon, and that's it.
Oh my god! What?
Maybe people would think like, oh, a sequel would come, and maybe they didn't think about making a sequel. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know, because that ending sucks ass.
Instead of Zelda's weird smile.
Yeah, and like the butt shot.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But the weird smile, though, it's fucking weird. But yeah.
I don't know. I would have liked to see Link's demise. I would have loved played Link's demise at the beginning. As in, like, you start the game, right?
Yeah.
And it's near the moment where you can't beat Ganon or the entity.
Calamity Ganon?
Was it always Calamity Ganon? Even at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
to Ganon being, Ganondorf being like enclosed in a cave somewhere beneath Hyrule or some shit, but it's not really.
Well, I mean, they say it was sealed away, I guess.
Yeah, sealed away, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would have loved that instead of seeing like Zelda crying for Link, you could be there, like you played that and you're first to lose, and even if you win, you still lose.
What? Yeah,
you know, like the MC5 did. You start the game right off the bat with Nero and you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
And even if you win, the boss is like, nah fam, nah, it's not enough. Cutscene.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you get your shit kicked in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I miss when more game did that. I know it wouldn't be special if every game did it.
Did you spit in my water?
I didn't spit in your water. Okay. But I can if you want.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But the
homemade, you know, Kool-Aid.
Ew.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
But all right. The idea of being there in the fight, you know, like in early Final Fantasy, I think.
Yeah.
The early titles, you have a boss fight and you just get rocked because you're not. Yeah. I want more game to do that, man. I want more bosses I can't beat because I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
That's
or at least if all your companions died because of those bosses, make them at least a little bit harder, you know?
Or make me see why they died, you know? Well, not see, but play it. Experience it.
Because there's no reason why.
There's no reason. That's why I say...
You don't see how they died.
That's why I say the champions are bitches, because your Link, you can wake up after 100 years. That's going to be the same thing in the last episode,
yeah.
But I mean, like, you wake up and you can go fight Ganon in your underwear with like the sticks you found along the way. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh god,
here we go. Yep, we'll be right back.
Pets are trash.
Please help, I'm down to 5 crumpets and my bucket is full. They asked me earlier to perform the Pokemon rap song, but I have no bloody idea of what they were talking about. Please. This is torture. Help me.
Welcome back to Never Have a Pet.
Pets are trash!
Alright. If I ever end up making merch for a weekly appointment...
Yeah, it's gonna be on a t-shirt for sure.
Yeah, pets are trash.
Pets are trash.
I mean, animals are great, but pets are trash.
Yeah. There's a clear difference between a pet
and an animal.
Yeah.
I'm actually serious.
Yeah, I get it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100.
But yeah, Breath of the Wild 2 is still amazing. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. What else?
I can't wait for the game to come out so the fucking theory can die.
I hope there's more enemies.
Oh, yes. I hope. I want more enemies. I want more enemies. More enemies, please.
The enemies are great to fight, but they get redundant at one point, I feel like. But
even if you play, even if most of my time playing with the game is more watching you play on my save file, I think it's kind of saying something when I'm like, yeah, if I am to still play and fight something, it's gonna be Lionels.
Oh yeah,
because like at a certain Lionels point I don't know, they're so entertaining to fight.
Briefcakes.
Even though they have the same, like, every enemy has the same pattern of attack, but it, like, I feel like the lower level, lower level enemies are more fun to fuck with than fight. Mm. As in, like, you know, I like seeing a moblin pick up a bokoblin.
And throw it?
Yeah. Like, or just giving it a weapon.
Yeah, or just underestimating how the AI can, you know, interact with its own environment.
Yeah.
Like, if you fight near explosive barrels, they're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
In some way or another. They're either going to pick it up and throw it at you or try and shoot it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You also speak way too far from your mic.
Hello?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I'm sorry. but yeah.
Yes, guys, this is fucking fun.
So, yeah, welcome back to the podcast. I hope I'm
rolling over. You just roll over the dog.
Yeah.
Squirt. Well. All
right. Yeah, it's getting hot. I hate summer, man.
That's a good topic. Guy. This is the reason why fall is the best season.
Yep. By far.
Because summer, well, at least here where we live, summer is excruciating.
Yep.
And then you have fall, which is the best season where everybody's cool. There's nothing happening during fall. There's no bad news. Everything is good. Everything is Gucci. Everybody is chilling.
Except why I'm saying, like, everything is dying. This is depressing as shit. Winter's coming, dude.
But that's why she said, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, winter's dude. Winter's coming, dude.
Fucking fall sucks, man.
No, fall is great because everything dies, right?
Yeah.
So you get a grim reminder of your reality, but at the same time, it's...
I don't care.
No, I'm kidding. But then you go to winter, and winter here is... I mean, to me, it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I can't... At least, like, in winter, you can add... you know, layers.
Yeah, you can add layers, and that's why I don't care. Cold. Because yeah. My default outfit is a hoodie.
Yeah, same.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm always wearing like a hoodie or a vest or anything.
I'm like, always wearing a hat too. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, it's fine. And I don't drive a car, so I don't give a shit.
I'd be like, if I was a video game character, I'd be the character with the less customizability, like the my custom out options would be fucking shit.
Mine would be
at best.
I think mine would be limited. It would be different kind of hoodies, but all shades of black and white. No, not even white. Black and gray.
That's the same.
That's. You scroll and it gets darker, and when you get to the light part, it's just gray.
Where are the fucking colors? Yeah. DLC, my guy.
Yeah, and there's no pants option. It's either without or with. That's it.
Yeah, you're just shirt cocking every.
Oh my god.
Every day. But yeah, so
I didn't finish my rant. So yeah, exactly. You have winter, and here it kind of sucks for the normies, but
the normies.
And then you have what's after winter? Spring.
Spring, yeah.
Spring is fucking ass. You know why? Because of pet owners. Yeah, that's right. We're going full circle on that shit. Pet owner who don't fucking pick up their that shit. Poop.
Yep.
And it's frozen during winter. I get it. Like, you don't want to deal frozen, with that.
Then the poop just goes like to China. It digs a hole like the fuck down.
And then guess you can't what?
Pick it up
in spring. It's... There's a lot of rain here too. So like, yep. That's the, you think it's mud, huh?
Yeah, no. No.
Keep it's thinking not. That.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah,
that's the dirty it's mud.
Better for your mental health.
That's what we call here the dirty Sprite.
Dirty Sprite.
Oh, that's disgusting. Never mind. Ew.
Nesquik.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Yeah, that's the Nesquik, but like saturated. So you have the
when you got too much.
Yep.
Too much powder
on that shit. Oh, it's been a while since I drank some Nesquik.
It's been a while since I've thought about drinking milk.
Who cares about milk? I'm talking milk about Nesquik.
Fucking disgusting.
Dude. Do you prefer the powder or the syrup?
Excuse me?
Do you prefer the Nesquik syrup or the powder? For the people who know me personally, if you're listening to this right now, please DM me and tell me, do you prefer the Nesquik syrup or the powder?
I feel like the powder mixes in better. The syrup.
Oh, yeah, of course. The syrup is disgusting. Yeah, to me.
The syrup is kind of, versatile.
Yeah, it is versatile because you can put it pretty much anywhere you want. As in the powder is... Ugh.
In your hot dogs.
Did you try the powder on
no the, reaction. Just... yeah. In your hot dogs? Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. Cool. You do you, mate.
I mean, I can't talk. People fucking chastise me for putting ketchup everywhere, so...
Yeah, and your spaghetti.
Yo, ketchup on... Fuck y'all. Ketchup on spaghetti is a thing, and I will die on that hill. It's still good, man.
I mean...
If you already have a sauce, that's disgusting. But if you don't, if it's blend pasta, like... I'm not fucking putting butter. I'm gonna put ketchup.
People used to judge me because I put ketchup in my what was it, Kraft dinner, like mac and cheese.
All right, this podcast is over.
But
this is the last time I'm fucking doing something with you. don't even look at me.
But then they made some fucking tomato.
Oh yuck. Okay, no, I'm not gonna lie. I do that too in the Kraft dinner.
Made it. It's legit now.
Kraft dinner.
So I was like, yeah, what about that?
Kraft dinner you without
fucking bitches.
Anything is, I don't know, it's... Okay, yeah, it's cheese.
Judgy ass.
Yeah, no, people fucking underestimate ketchup, but then they're at a cookout, and they put that in their burger and their hot dog, and I'm like, yeah.
People so bitchy about food.
Because food is trash.
Excuse me?
No, food is amazing. I love food.
Yes. I was about to say, like, what the fuck? Who doesn't like food?
Yeah. No, really. I mean, no, my real problem is people who don't like water. Drink more water. Oh, yeah. That's the first time I ever see fucking David drink water. But that's because it's summer.
The second time. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at you correcting me.
Second time.
No, but people need to drink more water. I mean, fair enough. If you live in an area where the water is bad I get that. Like the
pet owner.
You know the Rive Sud?
The Rive Sud, my guy.
The water tastes disgusting there.
Yeah, Longueuil.
Like you can, you know, you did you ever eat dirt, David?
No, it's not my favorite.
Drink the water at Longueuil and you'll see.
Oh, it's the same feeling.
Yeah. I feel like that. That's how it would feel to actually eat dirt.
Liquid dirt?
Nice. No, as in like when it mixed with your saliva. That's when it becomes liquid.
You drink water and then you like press your teeth together and just you hear that.
The filtering.
Ah, oh, man.
Yup.
Yuck. It's like eating sand.
Eating sand? I mean, okay, so to go back to the next quick thing, when you eat the powder, that's basically eating sand, right? Or the
chocolate sand.
Oh, yuck. Man, yuck. Man, this quick is trash. What else is trash?
Coriander.
What?
Is it how it's
coriander?
Coriander. I don't know if it's pronounced that way in English, but coriandre.
Oh, coriandre. Yeah. Well, you can look it up.
Coriander. Yeah, coriander. There you go.
Coriander.
Yep.
Give me a picture, please.
It's trash, dude. I mean, it's not trash when it's used.
Oh, bro, you're crazy. That's in a salad. That's good. What you mean?
Yeah, but people don't use it correctly. Like they put They go off on that shit. Like it's fucking holy water.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, fucking chill, dude.
No, something that need to stop. And I mean, I never tasted, but like avocado toast.
Excuse me?
Avocado toast.
Are you fucking 16?
I never... What? It's a thing? I don't know. I know in LA people go fucking mad for that. Apparently.
I mean, I love avocados, but I'm not crazy about toast, so I don't know.
But on a toast, I never ate it. I barely ate
fucking
avocados.
Bread. I mean, I can't imagine how it tastes, but...
But I mean, is it like...
It's too... I mean, it's so fucking...
Just eating an avocado is wild to me. If it's not mixed. I mean, okay, you have the guac, but even the... What?
You have the guac.
The guac.
But yeah, I mean, avocados...
Yo. My God. Tostitos should have a tagline. And it's, yo, where's your guac at?
where the guac at? Where?
That's free, Tostitos. That's free. Free.
Where the guac at?
Hey, where the guac?
Guac.
# where's the guac?
Guac squad.
Guac squad. That's guaca. All right.
Oh
no.
Bow 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 guaca.
And now I have to clip that.
That was loud as shit. Yo, look at that.
Look at that waveform.
Look at this dude.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, avocados. I don't know. They do something weird. I have like some kind of not allergic reaction, but close.
Mm.
I mean, it makes my throat all tingly and shit. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I mean, I think it's a allergic reaction. There's something. I know for a fact that there's something that everybody's allergic to, like because you eat it and it creates a kind of a reaction. Yeah. But that's because everybody's allergic, apparently. But yeah. It's not. It doesn't kill you.
Oh yeah, sure. No,
you just
no,
have it's allergic just, reaction.
Yeah,
because it's
annoying more than you know.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot what was it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna
sniffles.
Yeah, this is the sniffle cast.
Sniffle cast, dude. That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah,
that did, but
you can now fucking use that as a title for our. And
Snifflecast.
The next song, Snifflecast. Yeah,
because of my big ass nose.
We can talk about a lot about
we can talk about that fucking big ass nose of yours.
That long nose.
Yours.
Yeah.
Yes, hey. It's basically like, you know, big nose struggle. Well, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's a cool image to like imagine in a you know audio podcast. That's a good visual, right there.
Exactly. I was trying to
fit his nose into the cup.
Yep. See if it would prevent my face from getting in.
What am I talking about?
Am I high?
Yeah, dude? Shut up. I have to rant. So Pokemon, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You have the new game. And it looks like dog shit. No, it actually looks good, but there's a few kinks.
Is it open world?
It's not. Pokemon technically was always open world.
Yeah, but
technically, Is it technically?
Yeah.
Because it's not level. It's not level by level. You can go anywhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
To me.
What are we talking about, dude?
I don't know, man. Is it open world? I'd say it's open world.
Yeah.
It's not seamless, but it's pretty open. It's
what
not,
I meant.
It's not level by level. It's grid based. It was grid based, and you know every city was a square on a map. But
yeah,
you can go fucking everywhere, and I mean the whole controversy, I guess, right now is the fact that some Pokemon will not return to the series. Well, not return to the game, the next game. So people are upset because they can't fucking transfer their shitty ass shiny Togepi into the new game. Like, who fucking give a fuck?
That's a lot of data, man.
That's a lot of data, but at the same time, there's a reason why they stop saying, gotta catch them all. Because that's impossible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, they shot themselves in the foot the day that they started to use that as a tagline.
The day?
Because it was 150.
Pokemon count.
Yeah, 150 was enough.
Yeah, but then you had Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen fucking...
Gen 4, up to fucking 8.
Up until you had to make, like, a set of keys.
And not... A new Pokemon. Stop. Fucking Klefki is fine. Stop.
What you mean?
Klefki is fine. I prefer Pokemon to stay with the more animal...
Yeah.
...object. Vibe that they're going for, like Chandelier is fine too, but I mean, like, when they start to the slow head turn, but when they start to look like Digimon, that's where I have a problem, because I love Digimon and I always like that you can distinct a Digimon from a Pokemon, right?
Sure,
because it's easy.
Yep.
If you don't, it's because you're past 50 and you should go to a, you know, a space pole view, but that's besides the point.
A space pole view.
A space.
Oh.
You can't. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of French in this cast. Welcome to the French cast.
Yeah. French cast.
French cast. I'm pretty sure it already exists.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Anyway, but the fucking Pokemon thing. Like,
for those who don't know, we still live in fucking Montreal. That's... hasn't changed.
Yeah, so. You can catch David on the 25th. No, I'm saying.
Whoa.
Start doxing people.
Yeah. All right.
This is great. No, but seriously, like, yeah, I do feel like it's not really a big deal, because, like,
I do.
The national decks, how many people actually care about catching them all? Like, I know for the completionist, that's sickening, but, like, and for a little Timmy to be like, oh, I can't transfer my shitty-ass shiny Necrozma in the brand-new game, but, like, at a certain point, I do prefer when it's, like, kind of like Gen 2 and Gen 3. Because I think you're lucky into, like, the new Pokemon.
Mm.
And then you go post-game, and then the national decks happen, and you have, like, all the previous Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I feel like it kind of sucks when I go to a brand new region, but I see the fucking PG for the, you know, a PG from Kanto, but I'm in Galar region, which is, like, another region entirely. So, okay, yeah, sure. I guess I can see a few PGs because they travel, you know, they fly.
Yeah, pigeons.
Yeah. And I guess I could see a tentacle because it goes in the water. But why the fuck would I see a Mach if the whole premise of the region is that it's a free environment without any pollution? Like, that doesn't make sense, because, like, in the fucking, I guess, lore of the Pokemon is, like, it comes from waste.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, Pokemon always had that problem of, I guess, consistency in their world, because, like, what?
I still have some DS games I just noticed.
Mm.
Anyway, so continue.
Go on. It's just, but the Pokemon fandom is so fucking dumb.
Yeah. Have you played?
Because they don't they didn't give a shit before, but now it's a problem. When it always was a problem, like Pokemon is not that good. Yeah. It never was.
Yeah,
it's just that the Pokemon are marketable. That's the old point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, I get you.
And for me, who I was there since fucking Red and Blue, and I've played every single game, even the spinoff.
Oh shit!
Every fucking thing. If there's like, of course, if there's something from fucking Japan, an obscure title, of course. And I even read the fucking manga, the Pokemon manga, which is fucking awesome. You should read it. But I mean, like the
sponsor.
There's such a I would love. there's so many problems with the Pokemon franchise. The fact that the, you know, the
sponsor.
I
Pokemon is shit, dude.
Stop, don't call me out. At the I think it's Treehouse, the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
After the Nintendo Direct, you had the producer who say like, oh yeah, we do something balancing. Pokemon was never balanced, and people who believe that it was, they're crazy. How are you gonna tell me? Go back to the first few game, right? Go back to Red and Blue, and try to find something that can beat a psychic Pokemon. Good luck with that. All the bug Pokemon suck ass at best, and even then, I don't think it was a thing yet. Like they always updated thing. Like you had move like, for example, Water Gun, right? It's a special attack. Technically, it's a special attack since it's a long. Usually, it's long range attacks that are called special.
Yeah.
And you have physical attack like tackle, you know. So you have you had a distinction. But back in first gen, there wasn't such a thing. I think they appeared like. Maybe I don't want to say. I don't know. I think in at least two or three, okay. As in like they started to. To make that matter.
Okay.
As in like there's a distinction between attacks. And there's a lot of stuff. And then you go to the newer one and it's like, oh, now you have Mega Evolution. you have
yeah.
Z move.
No, you have, my God.
It's fucking dumb. Like, okay, so we had Mega Evolution. First of all, not every Pokemon can do it. So
really?
that's a select few of Pokemon. And if you play competitively, You need a Pokemon that can Mega Evolve.
Yo, that sucks.
Cause it just delete anything.
Yeah.
And you know Kangaskhan?
Just cancels your Pokemon.
Basically, you know Kangaskhan, the Pokemon with the baby on their
yeah.
In competitive Pokemon, it was problematic because the Mega Evolution of that Pokemon makes him hit twice on any move. Hit twice.
God.
So you have a good move that can hit twice. That's, well, it goes further beyond that, but like it was problematic. And then you go to like, oh, we had it primals because Auras, the remake of Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, the remake of Ruby and Sapphire.
Auras.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's ass.
And, nice.
And then you have like Primal Evolution, which is like kind of the true form of the legendary Pokemon from that region, right? So you have Mega Rayquaza. Bro, in competitive Pokemon, man, Mega Rayquaza is broken to the point that it was in his own tier because it's too good. How is that balanced? Like,
the boy already looks like a fucking cyberpunk
dude
roll up.
Like. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. And then, what, you go into Z-Move?
Yeah.
In the Sun and Moon game. And it's basically like, you have one powerful attack that anybody can do. That's cool. But that's I can have a shitty move become a 100+... fucking super effective move on a whim.
No.
So when you have a Z move, it's like, okay, what gets deleted? Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, who dies next? Like,
who's first?
Yeah. So Pokemon always
number
had
21.
Problem. Pokemon had always problems with that. And
yeah.
and you have the increasing numbers, if you do a fucking huge pool, you'll see that there's gonna be a lot of Pokemon that are fan favorite for a reason, because they have a cool design.
Yeah.
And then you go to like a shitty one. Let me find one that's shitty that wouldn't fucking Unpheasant, because that's an actual meme.
Ew.
But Unpheasant, it's a bird who has two forms, one male and one female.
Okay.
But like, other than that, it's fucking suck. It's either it's a cool design or it suck. And if it's a cool design, either the stats are fucking whack, so like, why would you play that?
Yeah.
And the opposite, where it's like a shitty looking Pokemon that it's a god.
Yeah, basically.
Like Ferrothorn, the evolved form of I mean, it looks mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, it... Come on, man, stop. Like, anyway, that's my Pokemon rant. Pokemon always sucked ass. And now you can fucking Dynamax fucking PP up. That's all I'm gonna... That's what I'm gonna call my starter.
PP Max!
Yeah, basically.
Oh my god, PP up? Are you kidding?
Yeah,
this PP is great. Up. It's my next username.
Oh man,
PP up.
It's Pokemon always had problem, and it's the audacity of people saying like, oh no, don't defend it. Like, I think the Pokemon company is the only one that produced. No, not the only one, of
PP
course.
Pills.
But I mean, okay.
I'm sorry.
Pokemon had this hat. Got the same problem as Call of Duty.
Yeah.
As in, it's the same shit every time.
You want PP enlargement pills?
Why are you giggling? Jesus Christ.
I'm fucking 12, dude.
PP enlargement?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I just think of, what's his face? Pennywise.
In the what?
You haven't seen that meme? That fucking... The guy who films, he just films himself walking through, you know, just to a sewer. And there's Pennywise just saying, like, fucking, you want penis enlargement pills? And cuts right there. Like, I think there's a cut scream or something, which makes it ten times better. But,
I'll still have to clip it.
Yeah. It's just penis enlargement. Oh, wow. Meme.
I can't believe we live in the era where, oh my god,
there you
it's
go.
Real.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, what the
you want penis enlargement pills?
The fucking wheeze.
Yeah. Oh man, this is great. You want penis enlargement pills? But yeah, that's one of my favorite memes ever. That
should,
with the
should we have a meme review?
Oh my god, yo.
Series.
Yeah. I mean, we could get sued.
How?
Because well, of, maybe not sued,
because
but
of
like,
React World?
No. meme review is literally like word for word. Oh my god, I can't.
Who
I
fucking
can't
cares? We don't.
It's PewDiePie's shit.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that
did
that
he
dude.
Won against the T-Series? I followed that.
Think he did. I'm not sure.
I know that the song was funny, but
yeah, it's funny.
It's like I don't know. What? Bitch, no, not bitch lasagna. The other one. Congratulations to T-Series, or I don't know.
Oh,
it's basically like him saying congratulations, you beat me, but then he actually like, I guess exposed T-Series, like the owner of T-Series,
the
crime he did and the shitty. Shady stuff that's
who's
going on.
Who's the owner?
I don't know. Some dude. Some brown dude. Like, you know.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I never really followed that whole.
No, I stay clear
that
from
that whole Jura. Spiel.
Even though I'm like. whenever there's a drama, I'm like, what would I do in that situation? And I think it's funny, but like, I don't know. I stay clear of drama. It's so fucking dumb. Actually,
just don't show your dick on the internet. Oh my god, what's wrong with me? Am I having a stroke?
It's not. I mean, it's It's Saint Jean.
It's Saint Jean.
C'est la Saint Jean, Calis.
Oh, true.
Yup. Are you gonna...
I'm tired as fuck. My lower eyelid is just going crazy.
Right? Oh, yeah. You have the PP down?
Yeah, my PP is way down, dude.
Damn. No PP left.
I need some PP enlargement. Pills.
Pills.
Huh? Hello?
It's gonna be amazing if it's...
All we need is reverb. A loud ass fucking... Hold on. Maybe if I can't... Oh yeah, effector. Yeah, nice.
You know, I have to cut every time we don't talk on this, right?
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. No, it's a fucking podcast. It's gonna be some... Hello? Yo, let's put reverb on that.
Hey, shut the fuck up! Thank you.
Huh? Hello? Can you hear me? Hi. Bro, this place is empty. Jesus Christ.
This looks like a fucking IKEA furniture display thing.
Yo, this is crazy.
I fucking hate David.
All right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
And pointless.
And pointless. With a big P.
Should we wrap it up?
I feel like we didn't talk about shit today.
Yeah, true.
That's what happens when you're off schedule, people. Stay on schedule. Honestly. Your life will be better that way.
Is it a... low-key a shots fired at me?
No, well, if it's a shot fired, that would be at me, because, like, fucking dad, the fucking dog is epileptic, dude. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the dog is, the family dog is epileptic.
Yeah, you found it out the hard
way. The hard way. Yeah. That was pretty sad, dude, not gonna lie. I mean... It is what it is.
Don't even fucking... Oh my god.
See, people, this is Contwinity. Whoa.
Contwinity.
Contwinity. Contwinity. Oh my god, I can't speak. Never mind.
Continuity.
Thanks. That's the word I was looking for, asshole.
All right. Great.
Oh yeah, I mean, we'll be back. Swag on point.
Maybe when there's new releases, new experience.
No, I mean, I had like stuff to talk about, but I rather
get the shit out of the way.
Yeah, you know,
get the shit content.
No, I mean,
I'm just kidding. Nice.
This is the weekly podcast after all.
Sure,
we have to stay weekly. So of course there's gonna be a mixed bag of everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And we talk about like fucking Breath of the Wild 2, which was fucking amazing.
Yes.
Honestly. Well, it looks amazing.
Honestly.
It was a cutscene, but I mean, like, I really hope the tone, at least at the beginning, stays.
Yeah.
That, I know it's gonna be like one cutscene and then you go back into Breath of the Wild.
I don't know, man.
The Castle Rise. Hopefully, yeah, what we saw... Dude. Hopefully what we saw is the complete beginning.
Oh yeah, just the hard, like, you fucked up.
That's how
up.
You start. Yeah.
I'm unleashed. Now fucking
PP unleashed.
Yeah, PP unleashed, you pass out and then the whole fucking Hyrule is just fucked up.
Yo, did you saw a theory about the hand? The glowing hand?
Yeah, I think it's
cuz I saw a thumbnail. I saw a thumbnail where it was written time travel pointing at the hand, and I'm like, no, fuck that.
Mind this one, please. Please.
Did you saw it?
I saw it, yeah, but I chose not to fucking listen to it entirely. Like,
the fuck was that?
That scared me, holy shit.
But yeah, but what were you on about like the video?
But yeah, I chose not to, you know, listen to it fully, yeah, man, because I just don't care reaching, about time man. Travel. Jesus. Yeah, that's a problem with, you know, new releases and theories on them. It's gonna be, you know, reaching a lot.
Yeah, I love feel it. Like. I feel like every people want to be right too.
Yeah.
Like, they oh, well, I called it.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's for you, but dude. But just stick to the fucking facts when you do theories.
Just don't wait. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like when it's, I guess, okay, depends on what, obviously, but I enjoy when a game pops in and pops out, as in, like, we don't hear much about it. Like, look at the Final Fantasy Remake. That was fucking loud as shit. Look at Final Fantasy Remake. They show us something, and people were, of course, skeptical. But then, like, you see the excitement people have for, like, all the redesigns, and because they show us fucking gameplay.
Yeah.
I do prefer, like, when, I don't mind the CG trailer, but when you come out with actual news, please give us something, like, really something that we can marvel at, not just fucking terrorize. Like, the, you know, the Gear 5 trailer at E3? Remember the heads?
Yeah.
That was cool, but, like, I don't know shit about the game. I know, like, some characters are coming back for sure, and it's still it's in continuity with 4, but, like, yeah, it's just there.
Yeah.
It's entertaining, but, like, you could have just dropped a logo and that's it. Like,
yeah, at this point, yeah, sure.
It's like fucking, you know, Last of Us 2, Part 2. They showed gameplay, but it was heavily scripted.
Yeah.
To the point that it could be, like, a cutscene.
But yet again, Breath of the Wild 2 did pretty... Nintendo did pretty well in disclosing some information about the game. I feel like
Nintendo are the best at revealing stuff. Okay, well, I say that, but we have, like, Bayonetta 3 and Prime 4.
Yeah,
But, like, I mean, overall, from all the companies, I feel like they are the best at, like, generating hype, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, well, I cut you, but...
But, yeah, there's a lot of hidden details.
Yeah. Well, like, the trailer was well made.
Gerudo writings, like the whole swirly,
the wall
green.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the whole green thing can be translated. It moves. It's hard, but it's possible. Some people have, you know,
crazy enough to read it.
But yeah, they basically discovered that it's, I think it's Seal and Ganon, or Ganondorf.
Mm-hmm.
But it's.
But I mean, the.
So we know for a fact.
The forehead piece is pretty telling. Like, that's
the Gerudo jewelry too.
Because no matter who it is, it's
a male Gerudo.
Yeah, it's a male.
There's
Gerudo.
Only one dude.
Yeah, like, of course.
What do you mean?
Of course, like, how can you not be hyped?
Yeah.
Like, Ganon is my favorite fucking character in Zelda fiction.
Yep.
And. I don't know. I was bummed. I'm going to be honest. I was bummed when I saw fan art of what could be Ganon back when we didn't know about fucking the sequel.
Yeah.
But, like, I was bummed because that's hashtag that's not my Ganon.
It's literally just a mindless beast.
Yeah. Cause
going off like a fucking madman.
Even then, even back when Ganon was a pig, it was still hairy.
Yeah,
you know?
Was eerie, was more of a, you know, cunning Ganon.
Yeah, but then when we had...
He's the king of thieves.
Yeah.
Not the king of, you know, black juice.
Not the king of shooting... the king of shooting a black bean juice. Straight forward without moving its head.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Fuck your climatic fight. You can't.
That's so.
I feel like the DLC fight was more fun than.
Oh, for sure. Maz, Bank Scotia.
Yep.
The monk.
That was a cool fight. Yeah. And for one, just seeing one being like, "All right," and just getting up.
Oh yeah.
That was insane.
Prepare your cheeks, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did you see the... Oh, yeah. You sent me the combo video.
Yeah.
I think...
The different things you can fucking do. Oh, my God. This game. Honest, like, I'm gonna say it again. The only limit of that game is your imagination. If you're just doing a ride-along, of course you're gonna be bored after, like, maybe after the past fucking 4 hours. But, like... What?
I just realized we have 41 minutes and 39 seconds of footage of...
recording?
Audio recording, yeah.
Then we're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah.
So,
But yeah, we still have a last episode on Breath of the Wild.
By the original one. And I mean, the Zelda talk us... like, we didn't even talk about Link's Awakening, even though it's reimagining.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of footage.
It wasn't really revealed yet, I don't think.
No, it was. There's a lot of gameplay that they show on the treehouse.
No, but back when we did the last episode.
I don't remember. The last episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we just had the animated trailer at that time. And even that, I hope it's still there. I hope it wasn't just for the trailer. You know, the animation?
Oh, yeah.
Even though, like, you see that and then it's like a tiny-ass Link.
Yeah.
Like Play-Doh-ass. Play-Doh-ass.
Follow Wade on Instagram and Twitter at ProJoeStar. Listen to David's music on SoundCloud and Clipper Jumper. All the links are in the description. Don't run out of PP in these streets. And stay hydrated. See you at the next appointment. They told me they would let me out if I do this. So here we go. I won't be the best there ever was. To beat all the rest, yeah, that's my cause. Electrode. Diglett. Nidoran. Mankey. Venusaur. Rattata. Pharaoh. Pidgey. Seeking. Jolteon. Dragonite. Ghastly. Ponyta. Vaporeon. Poliwrath. Butterfree. Catch 'em. Catch 'em. Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon.